probably that would do some more Super Bowl talk here in a second. But there was something that caught my eye over the weekend.
One of the pretty kites in the pregame show?
Of course, Mike. No, but it is Super Bowl related.
Okay.
I was on the web on Sunday. I don't know, before the game. Sunday before the game, right? And I was on NFL.com just trying to find something. I'm not sure what it was. Don't applaud for that site.
Why? Because you weren't getting enough?
I don't know. It was something about the Hall of Fame. I wanted to know why, like, where Art Monk came out in the balloting for the Hall of Fame, because he didn't make it, and I thought he should have made it.
Right.
So I was looking at the NFL.com, seeing if they, like, they had a list of the guys and what order they came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that it said, order here for your Super Bowl locker room merchandise.
Ah.
And this was at, like, 12 noon yesterday. They had order here for Chicago Bear World Champion shirts.
Okay.
Order here for Indianapolis Colts World Championship stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They had them both up on NFL.com at the same time.
Do you think if, like, you order Chicago Bear World Championship stuff and they don't win, they just cancel the order, or do you get it anyway?
Well, I found out. I found out because that's the type of guy that I am, and that's the type of time.
Did you call?
That I have on my hands. Of course I did. Of course I did. I called and I said, I fancy myself a bit of a collector.
And good day to you, sir.
Regardless of which team wins, I sure would like to have a shirt or a hat saying that the opposite team won.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady on the other end of the phone was very nice and told me that the NFL takes all of the shirts for the losing team every year and distributes them in Africa.
Wow.
I am not kidding about that.
Wow.
I am not kidding.
Incredible. So you can go over to the continent of Africa and find Chicago Bears world champion Super Bowl 41?
She said it was. Oh, you find.
Timmy Obibene.
She said it was some hunger thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it was, and she said,
can't eat a shirt.
They can't eat the, shirts.
I know, but they donate the shirts every year, and they donate the hats.
That's incredible.
So I said to her, well, why do you have them both up on the web right now? And she said, oh, because when the game is over, people will start ordering. And I said, well,
so you can order in advance.
Yes. I said, what if I was to order both a Colts and a Bears? I asked exactly what you said. And they said, well, we would send you a note back saying we can only send you the one for the team that won
so
the game.
So did you do that? Did you order both?
No. What's the fun in that? I mean, I thought I had something. I was on the website going, today I could come in.
So you didn't want the world champion T-shirt from the Colts?
No, I just wanted a losing one.
A losing one.
Even if the Colts had lost, it would be fun to come in there and have
You'll have to take a plane to Nairobi to get that.
So anyway, that's
or wherever they're ending up.
That's what they do with all of that stuff. And as I was watching the game yesterday, you know, they keep going back in time to, have you seen the thing on the NFL channel about America's game, the greatest Super Bowl team of all time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's biased about it. It's subjective as hell. How can you possibly grade, in my opinion, the greatest team of all time, the 60s Packers, against the 70s Steelers or against the 80s 49ers?
Mm-hmm.
Or about the Redskins? And I think they ended up picking, what was it, the 72 Dolphins, the undefeated team?
They won how many in a row? I mean, didn't they have
17 in a row.
17 in a row?
So they ended up being the number one team of all time on this NFL thing.
Sure.
And I was looking at the list, and I saw that my team, the Packers from the 60s, came in number six. Number six for my team with this guy.
I think the Kansas City team is a real top football team. It doesn't compare with the National Football League teams. That's what you want me to say. I said it.
So let me see. It was the best teams of all time. It was first. It was the 72 Dolphins, then the 85 Bears, and then the 2007 Bears.
Oh, they're very good.
And then I'm kidding. The Packers are like fourth in there. Vince, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello. Is this thing on? How are you?
Wow.
Well, another Super Bowl is in the books. Hats off. Go to the Baltimore Colts. Very happy for that performance.
I think the Kansas City team is a real.
Hey, what are you playing my tape for?
Doesn't
Christ
compare
sake.
With the National Football
Turn that
League
crap
team.
Off. You got the real deal. There's no need to play that silly machine that you've got in the background when I can sit here have a perfectly good conversation with you. And first of all, I'd like to congratulate the winners, which I was in the process of doing that.
The Baltimore Colts.
Not a good city, Miami. Tough team. Tough place to play football. Can't find a Chinaman anywhere to give you a good clean undershirt. I'm very frustrated. I never could find good shorts.
Hey, Vince.
Boxer shorts or other shirts.
Do you want this sound?
Sure. You want me to be the Vince Lombardi ghost that you've known so well? Woo! This is the ghost of Vince Lombardi. I tell you, I'm as real as a plate of Marie's liver and onions. It's great to be here with you, Don, Buzz, all your minions.
Coach.
And I'd like to say that the task at hand is important. You should always focus on the task at hand to make sure you do well. How about that game? I have several things that I'd like to say first and foremost.
Yes, Coach Lombardi.
First of all, I'd like to say that it was a pathetic game. Not hard-nosed football, not like football in the days of Forrest Gregg and the wonderful players that I had when I was a coach of the Green Bay Packers. I must tell you, I was very, very embarrassed that a man with the soft composite of Rex Grossman is able to play in that game. He's a wimp. He's a wuss. I have worse names for him. But the worst name I can call call Rex Grossman is unprepared.
Oh.
He was completely unprepared. Do you hear me?
Uh-huh.
And a question for you, Don Geronimo.
Yes.
How's my breath? Someone said it smells like death. I'm not quite sure.
I heard a report.
Yeah, you had a report.
I heard a report.
I'm here to refute any reports you may have heard. The reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. That's not true. I'm a spirit, a specter, a spook. That's exactly what I am. I'm floating here. You can actually put your hand right through my undershirt. And I've chosen not to wear a shirt and tie and a fedora hat because the fact is, Vince Lombardi is an apparition. He's a ghost from another world. I've come over from the other side to talk about football and all things NFL. I too brush my teeth 5 times daily. I couldn't stand floss, and that was very, very difficult after trying to eat Marie's calamari.
Sure,
there was no doubt. I didn't enjoy that.
I thought you never ate Marie's calamari.
I didn't.
That was part of the whole problem.
Hey, watch out! You know she's still dead too. Just kidding. But first of all, let me just say I enjoyed the show, the spectacle that is the Super Bowl, and I'm very pleased that the NFL has grown and developed over the years.
Vince.
Very disappointed in certain elements, very pleased in others.
I heard that you, like me,
yes,
were not a fan of Cirque du Soleil. Is that true or false?
Oh, quite the contrary. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Cirque du Soleil.
Huh.
I like seeing men in tights acrobatically jumping up into the air, waving around with their little colored flags that they had and all the people running back. I especially enjoyed the NFL referees riding the flamingos. And it was really large, muscular men with long legs that could actually create the illusion of having flamingo bodies. I thought that was delightful, and I also enjoy most Cirque du Soleil. I wish they had Cirque du Soleil instead of Bonham and Bailey when I was a young boy,
mm-hmm.
with clowns, elephants, and all the animals. I enjoy men in tights, and I've always enjoyed acrobats. As a matter of fact, Marie, when we were in New York, went to see Mary Martin in Peter Pan about 15 times.
Huh.
I never got tired, and of course we discontinued that practice after I was informed that she was indeed a woman. I thought that was a man playing the role.
Who do you think the cutest member of the Indianapolis Colts is?
You're going to have to help me because I've been dead for all these many years, Don, but I have to go with the punter for the Baltimore Colts.
Hunter Smith?
Is that his name?
Hunter the Punter.
What amazed me was the fact that during that incredible rain bowl with the torrential rains falling down, and incidentally, it's delightful to see NFL players, modern age players, playing in those elements. I told my players that the task at hand is to prepare yourself for any element that God will throw at you. As a matter of fact, I lived in an element of fear my entire life when Marie would be very frustrated with me and occasionally throw a pot or a pan all the way across the kitchen floor right over the checkerboard counter.
Wow.
I was very frustrated. We lived in a traditional Italian home. And Marie would occasionally throw a rolling pin at me.
Sure.
Now, that's something you had to modify your behavior to.
Weren't you dressed like Super Mario back in those days?
As a matter of fact, I had a regular uniform that I would wear around the house to relax. And what it was a large pair of oversized corduroys with some suspenders that went over my tank top shirt and a big fuzzy cap. That's what I wore around the home. I don't care how warm it was either. I'd wear that cap, and I'll tell you, underneath that cap smelled like something truly bad. See, Marie's Italian sausage.
You were kind of enamored with the Hunter Smith of the Colts.
Let me get back to that young boy.
Colts.
I enjoyed the way he was able to look good, and it's always important. I told my players, like Star, I remember Bart Starr. Starr came into my office one day and said, I don't feel like dressing up and wearing a tie to get on the team bus as we take one of our trips up to Chicago.
Yeah.
I said, Star, let me make this clear to you. You are representing the Green Bay Packers franchise. And when you get on that bus, you're going to be presentable. Now, some of these players aren't as easily dressed as you are. They're big, they're smelly, and they have to really work hard at it. You're a svelte young quarterback with a good, good set of buns. Put those pants on, wear the belt, tie the tie tight, and wear a shirt that's one size too small. And he agreed with me, and he looked fine. But getting back to that kicker for the Baltimore Colts, what was his name?
Hunter Smith.
Hunter Smith. Now, there's a man that does what I always told my players to do.
What's that?
Wear a uniform that's three sizes too tight, especially the pants.
Why do you want your players to wear pants that are too tight?
Well, you know that I wear a tie and a smart short-sleeve shirt no matter where I go, winter or summer. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that if you want a crisp line, which is very important, a crisp line in a football uniform or in a regular street clothes outfit is very important. And you get that crisp line by wearing your shirts too small. I understand your newsman has that practice. Don't you agree?
I agree.
If
totally,
you want to
coach,
look good and crisp and ready.
That's right.
Now, later in my years, of course, I developed the Lombardi beer gut.
Right.
Even though I didn't consume beer, I normally was just a glass of Chianti, man, and I would eat that with my liver at at night when I would go home to see Marie. But I always told my players, you're athletes. Show your body.
Right.
Show your body, especially you young ones. Show your body to all the fans, because they want to see it. Look at this V-neck t-shirt. It's as tight as it can be.
Sure is.
I've got to go now. Incidentally, great sweatshirt.
Did you like the Snickers commercial?
What?
Did you like the Snickers commercial?
Hold on a second. You want me to float back?
Float back.
I have to.
Do the backstroke.
You play that music. This is like swimming in the deep end of a pool.
Yeah. Did you like the Snickers commercial?
I like any commercial that shows men kissing. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Vince.
Come on.
There he goes, everybody.
Boom.
Coach Lombardi.
That's what you want me to say. I said it.
There he is.
Ah.
Vince Lombardi.
Who knew?
Oh, hold on a second. What happened to this thing?
Yeah, I'm totally gay for you.
There you go. Okay, Vince.
He was kind of all over the place, wasn't
he? I hated
he?
It.
Sure oh, was. Come on. I loved it.
No way.
No way.
Vince Lombardi.
Wow.
Never knew that he had that strict dress code.
No. Onto the panza.
For his players.
Onto the panza.
He enjoyed the look.
And that's another thing, getting back to the game, and I hate to go from goofy to like being sports guy serious again.
Well, you were on that website.
But when we were talking about the rain and the fact that they weren't mentioning anything about the rain.
Right. It did, for whatever reason, that made me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
When they screwed up the field goal last night, right. When the guy screwed up the hold.
Right.
They said right away, oh, speaking of Hunter Smith, I think he's the holder.
Right.
They said, oh, bad hold by Hunter Smith.
It wasn't.
It was like, hold on, the guy's playing in a freaking monsoon.
Underwater. And it really was the wet conditions. I don't know why they ignored that, but I guess we'll never really know until we talk to Nancy next year.
The wet balls. Hey, we should have. Hey, Vince, come back for 1 second. Vince?
It's not too late, is it? Can we still get him?
Oh, I'm over here. Jesus Christ, Geronimo.
What?
You sent me back to the afterworld, and now you want me to come back. Well, I need frequent flyer miles for this much travel.
What's your thought on wet balls?
Love them. Okay. Absolutely. That's why I'd have the earliest practices of any NFL team in the summer. Two-a-days, starting July 1st. That's when I had them for the Packers. They never bothered me. The wetter, the better. Wet with perspiration. That's the way I feel about it. I'd say, okay, boys, let's get those balls wet. Each and every day. And incidentally, this is how I'm holding my hands now, because you've got me in limbo going back and forth.
Floating.
But first, get yourself a good Packers t-shirt. That's what I say. I'm floating away now. Woo! Woo! Now I'm over here in the corner. Just floating above your head. Hi down there. How are you, Donnie? Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Did you order anything off the internet this weekend?
I did not.
I'd like to say that your fans can still get Vince Lombardi memorabilia from me. Lombardi! Woo! Yes,
hey,
here
hey
I am
Vince.
In my Super Mario Brothers outfit. I'm over here in the corner, floating around. This is Vince Lombardi.
What was it like when you were in Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong was very, very fun. We'd chase all sorts of crazy things around the screen.
Don't try to get run down by
a big boulder.
And didn't you always have like a barrel full of beer chasing you?
Yes, yeah. A barrel full of beer running down the hill. Mm-hmm. But I'd jump up really high or really low. You have to either duck or jump above it.
And don't forget, if you jumped on the psychedelic mushroom, you got some sort of extra prize.
Yes, that's how you'd get your extra prizes. Score as many points as you can. Then get yourself a big pizza pie. A delicious, big, old, traditional Italian pizza pie. I don't want to talk about that, though. You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Wet balls. Woo! Wet Lombardi balls.
Happy Super Bowl.
We would serve those at Christmas time. Wet Lombardi balls. Nothing like them. Just a hint of garlic. Not too much basil, bitch.
He floated away again.
Sure did.
Every time that music comes on, he comes back. I don't know what the deal is.
And we got to take a break, and he keeps floating back.
Yeah, good observation, Irish fat ass. Ooh. Hey, let me say, I'm Vince Lombardi. First, I'd like to say hi to Joe Ottinger, a real class act.
Congratulations, Joe. Always a class act.
That's Nance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, candy striper. That's what I call him. He's a candy striper. But he's cute. He's real cute.
Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance.
You want to see a broadcaster, John Facenda.
Yeah.
Not that candy striper, Jim Nance. Pussy!
Wow. Have a seat.
Oh, hold on a second.
What are you playing on your machine?
I got John Facenda here somewhere. Hold on a second.
Now,
on January 15th, 1967,
yeah.
On a bright, clear day in the Los Angeles Coliseum.
L.A. Coliseum.
You ever get it on with this guy?
Sure, Facenda.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've seen his tonsils.
The big question which had troubled the football world for 7 years was answered.
Fantastic. I've known all the greats. Chris Schenkel. Kurt Gowdy. All the good ones.
You ever do
the original Jack Buck, not that candy-ass son of his.
You ever do Cosell?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we had a long summer in Crete.
Wow.
On Howard's boat.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about any of the floats.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.